You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Let not that man, better way to say it, because he isn't just talking about the male species, let not that person think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. Now what does it mean? What person? The person that wavers. Now notice the next verse, 8. A double-minded man or a double-minded person, is unstable in all his ways. All of them. See, that'll carry over into every area of your life. Now back to that illustration. Here was a man standing there. We laid hands on him. He said the right thing. Yeah, I believe I'll receive my healing. Bible said himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. He said the right thing. But time he got to his car, he's already a wavering. He got over on the other side. He went to talking about my rheumatism. My rheumatism.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The battle's the Lord's. It's not my battle. Somebody said, I'm going through a battle. What are you doing that for? Said the battle's the Lord's. If you're going to fight it, that's the reason he came. That's the reason he hadn't won it for you. You're fighting it. You're fighting it. Did you get that? See, the battle, whose is the battle? The Lord's. Now, of course, you've got your part to play. Don't misunderstand me. David had his part to play, but the battle's the Lord's. You know what? A lot of folks haven't received healing because they're trying to do it themselves. And oh, how they work. Crying, bawl, squall, crying, kick. And they're worse than they was when they started, because they wore themselves out. Now, instead of just relaxing and resting in him, well, it's yours. You're the healer. The battle's yours. Glory to God. I just receive. Just receive what you've already bought and paid for. Just receive. Hallelujah to Jesus. For she said. For she said. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. What she said came to pass. Now go back there to Mark 11:23 a little bit and look at that verse again. See, I said, what she said came to pass. Whosoever Jesus said, well, whosoever means any and all of us, whosoever means whosoever, shall say, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. You'll notice that they haven't come to pass yet. See, after it comes to pass, well, folks want to say it. But faith wouldn't be involved on that. I mean, you don't take no faith to do that. Notice, believe. Oh, believing is so important. What you believe is so important. I ask people so many times after praying for them or praying with, what do you believe? They'll look at you, you know, sort of startled sometimes. Some of them say to me, I don't know. But it's so important what you believe. Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now you see, they haven't come to pass yet. I said they haven't come to pass yet. But what he believes is that they shall come to pass. And what'll happen? That's what you'll have. He'll have whatsoever he saith. But now you see, you can't change it. You see, a lot of folks start out very well and start saying the right thing, believing the right thing, and then they sort of switch horses in the middle of the stream. You know what I mean by that? They'll start saying something. Now see, you pray with them. You quote to them Isaiah 53:5. 4 and 5, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. King James said griefs and sorrows, but it's sickness and disease in the original scriptures, or pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. With his stripes we're healed. Matthew 8:17. Himself, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, we being dead to sins, to live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So you quote those scriptures to people. Well, they know them, they've read them oftentimes. But we pray on that basis. We lay hands on them. They lay hands on the sick and shall recover. And then you say to them, well, what do you believe? Are you healed? Yeah, I am. How do you know you are? Well, the Word says I am. The Word said himself took my infirmities. The Word says it. That's good. That's right, you see. But now the same person, you see, can leave that service, start to get in the car. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, I'll tell you, that rheumatiz got me down. Well, now you see, they just undid everything they've already done. They said that just while he's in the church, yeah, I'm healed. Now they're saying I'm not. Then they come want me to straighten up. I said, I don't understand, brother. I'm confused. I know it. You've confused your spirit. You did it. By double talk, you confused your spirit. I just don't feel good in here. I just feel all confused. And, well, certainly you do. Certainly you do. You've confused your spirit. You can't talk double talk. You can't waver. You got your Bible there. Turn on over here to James. Now notice something. Look at the very first chapter of James. We're talking about faith. We're talking about believing. So this has to do with faith. This has to do with believing. We'll start reading with the 5th verse of the first chapter. If any of you, well, that's us then, isn't any of you, lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Some men, no, all men, liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now listen. But let him ask in faith. Now listen. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now get that 7th verse. For let not that man think. Now he's writing to Christians. He wrote this to the church. He didn't write this to sinners. See, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. See, he started out talking about wisdom, wound up talking about anything. Healing. Healing could be included in that anything, couldn't it? I said, couldn't it? Amen. Whatever you're praying about could be included in that anything. Let not that man, better way to say it, because he isn't just talking about the male species, let not that person think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. Now what does he mean? What person? The person that wavers. Now notice the next verse, 8. A double-minded man, or a double-minded person, is unstable in all his ways. All of them. See, that'll carry over into every area of your life. Now back to that illustration. Here was a man standing there. We laid hands on him. He said the right thing. Yeah, I believe I'll receive my healing. Bible said himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. He said the right thing. But time he got to his car, he's already wavering. He got over on the other side. He went to talking about my rheumatism. My rheumatism. You say, what should he have said? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll just tell you what I do, and it works. No matter what the symptoms are, somebody will ask you. Somebody will see something, because they can't help but see sometimes. Like that fellow, you know, unconsciously, sort of, if you have a pain, something, you sort of grab it, you know. They'd say, how's your back? Well, I don't answer from the natural. I say, according to the Word of God, I'm healed. I don't waver, see? I don't become double-minded. Say one thing here, something else over here. Double-minded, didn't it say minded? Did you notice that said minded? Notice that has to do with your mind. Did you notice that? Double-minded. See, he calls the man that wavereth double-minded. One time he's over on this wave, next time he's over on that wave. One time he's over here, yeah, I'm healed, glory, glory, and that's wonderful. I felt the power. Next time he's over here, oh, I'm hurt so bad, don't know what to do. Yeah, but you never been there. Yeah, I've been there. That's the way I got healed. I mean, the doctor said I had to die. I mean, it's on my deathbed. I know it's a hard thing to do. Don't miss out. If you're looking for something easy, boy, just get up and leave right now. These things won't just fall on you like ripe cherries off a tree, but it's very rewarding, praise God, to walk with God. Now he said, for let not that man, what man? The double-minded man? The double-minded person? The man, the woman that wavered? Let not that person think that they shall receive anything. Don't even think you'll get anything, because you won't do it. Now, I know folks don't like to hear you say that, but I didn't say it anyhow. I just repeated what James said. I believe he told the truth, though, don't you? Yes. Amen?
Amen?
You see, friends, actually, if we are defeated in any area of our lives, and we'll apply it mostly in healing because this is healing school, really, we are defeated with our own lips. That's what defeated us. I want you to see something here. It's simple, but you still have to keep going over these basic truths for folks to get them because everything in the world is so programmed to steal it away from you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
And then we have right here on the Rhema USA campus our annual Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. It is our 25th anniversary this year. It's going to be going on September 25th through the 27th, and you're not too late to register. In fact, we have a special early bird registration through August 22nd. So for $75, you can sign up. There's going to be wonderful services, luncheons, a Saturday social, breakout sessions, a candlelight service, a lot of fun. So join us, but try to register and get in on the early bird special, because after August 22nd, the price goes up to $95.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.